My name is Pastor Mike, and I want to say thank you for joining us today. And let's just go ahead and say this, because I think maybe some people need to hear it. It's no mistake that you're here today. If you're here, it's because the Lord wanted you here. And so this morning, with the new year, starts a new series. And today we're launching a six-week series called Armor Bearers. And this comes from Ephesians chapter 6. Is what we're going to do over the next 6 weeks. We're going to look at the armor that we as Christians have to have to fight the spiritual battles that we inevitably face. Every one of us have spiritual battles every day that we face. And I've chosen the title, the sermon today, Don't Let Your Pants Fall. That paints a picture, doesn't it? And one of the ways to keep your pants from falling down is what? A belt. We wear a belt. And Arvin, he laughed at me this morning. He said, you know, I almost needed a belt just to get them to go on because I had so much food for Christmas this year. And so maybe your pants do fit or they don't fit, but a belt will help keep them on. And so one of the ways we keep our pants from falling down is a belt. And so this is leads us in. Today we're looking at the first piece of armor. Does anybody know what the first piece of armor is? The belt of truth. The belt of truth. So if you have a Bible this morning, and I hope you or someone next to you has one that you can look on with, let me invite you to open your Bible this morning to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. And while you turn there, I'm going to share a story with you. In 1845, a British expedition to the Northwest Passage went to the Arctic. It was led by Captain John Franklin, and there was two ships involved, the HMS Terror and the HMS Erebus. And they took 138 men to explore the Northwest Passage. Unfortunately, now this is key, so put this in your memory, they did not prepare adequately for the journey. They took a lot of things. Not necessary things, but they took a lot of things. There was a 1,200 volume library. 1,200 books. Which wasn't feasible or conducive to a successful voyage. It wouldn't make the voyage more successful or less successful. Well, it made it less successful. They also took things with them like sterling silver place settings and cut glass wine goblets, fine dinnerware for the Navy soldiers to dine on, and so on. But they only took with them a 12-day supply of coal for the backup auxiliary engines. Once they got up into the icy waters, it wasn't long before, it wasn't long before they were in weather conditions where water was freezing on the decks, eventually freezing up around the rudder of the ship, and they found themselves stranded. So some of the men set out to find help, but it was doomed from that point forward as they were faced with exposure to high winds and to sub-zero freezing temperatures. If you were in Iowa last week, you know what that was like. We had some really cold weather last week. Unfortunately and tragically, all 138 men died. It was considered a complete failed operation. And it was due to a lack of preparation because they had not prepared for their mission adequately. So church, this morning, without the belt of truth, we as Christians will not be adequately prepared for our battle. The sermon title, Don't Let Your Pants Fall, paints an image in your mind, doesn't it? Everybody immediately just probably had an image of somebody losing their pants. We're not going to go far down that trail. But the whole idea is when we lack biblical truth, when we lack knowing what the truth of God is, it's like wearing pants that are baggy without a belt. You ever seen anybody in the mall who's constantly going like this with their pants because they can't keep them up? So this week we wrapped up our five-day-a-week Bible reading plan. Who all was part of that and did that? That was awesome. I loved it. It was almost a somber feeling on Friday morning when we finished. And so we're not done. Just because we finished a five-day Bible reading plan, that doesn't mean we're done reading the Bible. And for those of us that participated, here's what you did this year. You read every word of God. You read every page, every word. You digested it. You meditated on it. You literally took on God's truth. You instilled God's truth. God's word is the belt of truth, and the belt is what holds all other pieces of armor together. Without the belt of truth, we do not have a firm foundation to put the other pieces of armor on. Let's get to our scripture here this morning. I'm sorry, that's really small. I tried to fit it into one slide. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, it says this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. And in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil ones. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. And also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. I ask, Lord, that you would challenge each and every one of us. Lord, as we go through this series, that you would reveal to us areas where we need to strengthen our armor, add to our armor, or even just look at how we're doing things, and we can address a saggy belt or a shirt that doesn't fit tight. Lord, we want to draw closer to you in 2023. And Father, I pray that each one of us would leave here today encouraged by your word and ready to step in to battle for you. In Jesus' name, amen. So the belt of truth is simply this. If we were to simply put it, the belt of truth signifies our allegiance to God's truth. Is there any truth besides the word of God? Can we find all truth in the word of God? So it's our commitment to His truth, and it's our commitment to integrity. This is what wins spiritual battles. Knowing this truth, having this truth, this is what wins spiritual battles, and it's while we and it also secures and it upholds other armor pieces. Do you know what they put in the belt? A sword. Without the belt, where do they put the sword? So the belt secures and holds the other armor pieces. And church, listen, you cannot fight spiritual battles with physical force. Has anybody successfully done so? No. We do it, we fight spiritual battles through God's word. And in order to do that, we must submit to God's truth. Sorry. We have to keep in mind that our primary source of conflict, where does it come from? It's from Satan. It's not from the circumstances that we're involved in or the circumstances we face. It's not other people who irritate us, who offend us, who annoy us, or who even hurt us. All of that is just a simple diversion from Satan to distract us. The enemy who we are at war with is Satan and his evil forces. And he's going to do everything that he can to confuse the truth in our life. Think of Adam and Eve. What did he do with Eve? He said, did the Lord really say? He confused the truth. What did he try to do with Jesus when Jesus was in the desert for 40 days? He tried to confuse the truth. This is Satan's goal, is to confuse the truth and to pull us off of the path, out of a relationship with Jesus. And I think this is important when we talk about truth. Truth is a weird thing in our society today. Everywhere we turn, it seems like truth has now become subjective. My truth may not be your truth, but you may have a truth that's not my truth. And we can't agree to what the truth is because it's based off of feelings instead of facts. And I believe A.W. Tozer, he has a quote that I think that really draws a good picture of what this looks like. When we have subjective truth versus truth that's based off of facts, here's what he has to say. The unattended garden will soon be overrun with weeds. The heart that fails to cultivate truth and root out error will shortly be a theological wilderness. If we don't consume truth, if we don't know what the truth is, how can we be secure when we're faced with truth that may not be? So meaning, we will not know the truth. If Satan's able to come in and confuse that truth, we're not going to know the truth, and Satan will have rendered us useless, harmless, ineffective, and sometimes, quite frankly, can confuse you enough that you step out of a relationship with Jesus because it no longer makes sense, because you don't know what the truth is. You want to know what truth is? Go home today and read Ephesians 6. Go through it and look at the cross references and see what it says about the armor. Don't just take my word for it. In fact, the Bible tells you to test the spirits, to look and see, to see what I'm preaching is true. If you're going to see what I'm preaching is true, what do you have to do? You guys know where I'm going with this? We just got done with our 5-day Bible reading plan. Does that mean we quit? We have to be in this every day. We have to be in God's Word every day. And here's what I hope to do through this series. I hope to encourage you to equip, to put on the full armor of God. And today specifically, that we start by understanding that God's Word is the true Word. It is the only Word. And it is the Word that we must put on the belt of truth. We have to have this. So the question I asked as I was writing this is, how can we put on the armor of God in today's world? What does this look like for us? How do we go about doing this? And quite simply, this passage can be applied in our lives the very same way it was applied when Paul wrote it. It's because even though it was written then, we still, I think we can all understand how to put clothes on, right? Armor didn't go on much different than clothes. Shoes go on like shoes. Shoes don't go on like a hat, right? Even though we may not be familiar with what it is to put on armor for battle like a Roman soldier would, we understand how to put things on. Out of all the pieces of armor of God, the belt plays a much more important role than you think. It's not just there to keep your pants from falling down, okay? I'm sorry, that picture. I almost changed my sermon title because I was like, this might be offensive. But I was like, this is probably the catchiest title I've ever actually come up with. I'm keeping it. And I'm sorry. If you're offended, I'm very sorry. It's too late to change it now. So anyways, it plays a more important role than we think it does. Because the belt is where the Roman soldiers stored their weapon. It's what secured all the armor pieces together. And without a belt, they couldn't really carry a weapon. Now you could argue, well, they can carry a weapon in their hand. Well, you carry a weapon in your hand while you march for 5 hours and tell me how long that belt's staying in your hand, right? It's easy to put plot holes in when you can, but until you actually do it, you don't know. So without a belt, they could not carry a weapon. So the question is why does Paul associate the belt of a soldier with the truth of God? Because for Christians, God's Word, the Bible, it is God's truth. This is the truth. And it serves as our foundation. It's the foundation of our armor. And it holds our weapon, which we'll get to in a few weeks, which is the sword of the Spirit. 2 Timothy 3:16, it says this, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." If our beliefs are not rooted in God's Word, if we don't get our truth from God's Word, how can we expect to fight battles for Christ? I've shared the quote before. I should have pulled it up again. What if my opinion doesn't line up with Scripture? What do I do? Change your opinion because you're wrong. Scripture is where we get all of our truth and our authority from. So we can't fight for Christ if we're not rooted in His truth. Just as a belt is worn close to the body, because I have a belt on this morning, see? I have a belt. It's close to the body. We need to hold God's truth close to our body. We need to allow it to surround us, to be in every fiber of our being. We must digest, meditate, be in His Word to gain His truth. When we remain in His Word, then we're able to start distinguishing what is true from untrue. It protects us from the truth being confused. With this being said, I encourage you this morning to apply the concept of the belt of truth to your life. Hold on to God's truth. And it's done simply by remaining in His Word. When we do that, we become equipped for spiritual battles that most certainly will come your way. Have you ever faced a tough decision before? Anybody? Everybody, right? Everybody's had a tough decision. Everybody's been faced with adversity. How do we know to navigate those? There's not a single thing that can happen in your life that you can't find the answer for right here. There's not a single thing. So this draws us to our next question. How do we use the belt of truth? The belt of truth, when we properly use, when we use the belt of truth, when we consume the Word of God and we let that truth come into our life and we say, I'm going to hold firm to this and I'm going to maintain my integrity, we learn who God is. We gain an understanding of who He is. And Satan really likes to attack the idea of who God is and how God operates in our world. If Satan can just come and sprinkle a little bit of falsity in there, confuse that truth, and try to convince us that God is not all good, God is not all powerful, or God is not all knowing. But in reality, I hope all of us know today that He is all of those things. The belt of truth reminds us about the nature of our Creator and about the plan that He has for each and every one of our lives. Here's what else the belt of truth does. It makes us battle ready. It makes us ready to face battle. The belt in Roman's armor, when properly fitted, it held up their weapon and it held up the other pieces of armor. And it made the soldier battle ready. Satan would rather us not be ready. He would like to employ half-truths. Well, did God really say this? Is this really what He meant when He said that? Is it really okay if I'm running down a rabbit trail, so stick with me here. I'm not doing this, but I'm thinking it, so that's okay. Is it? If He can confuse us, and if we can just dabble but not fully do, does that make us right? No. Because that's then us taking a half-truth to try to justify what we're doing. Satan knows that if he can employ those half-truths, our belts will get loose or they'll go crooked and the rest of the armor will either be useless, it'll fall off, or it becomes less effective. So even though we're done with our 5-day-a-week Bible reading plan, church, it's not time to be done reading God's Word. It's not time to stop reading. It's not time to sit idle. It's not time to say, gee, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I'm unwilling to pick up my Bible. You want to know what happens next? Get in your Word. We have created a habit in the last year by picking up the Bible and reading it. We have created a desire to be in God's Word. We must continue to equip ourselves with the belt of truth. And listen, just because I'm talking about the five-day Bible reading plan and maybe you didn't do it, that doesn't exclude you from this. That doesn't exclude you. So maybe you didn't do the five-day Bible reading plan. Maybe you're not regularly in God's Word. Maybe you tried the five-day Bible reading plan. It didn't work for you, but then all of a sudden you found that it's December and I've not picked up the Bible since August. I implore you, start. Start 2023 the right way. So when you get home today, make the decision to pick up your Bible. I don't care if it's three words. Find and read. And read. Commit to reading and putting on the belt of truth. Because here's what happens when we do. We will win the spiritual battles we face because we have properly put on our armor. We will know the truth. It will not be subjective. And Satan will not be able to confuse the truth because we have the belt of truth strapped on. We know where our truth comes from. Worship team, if you want to come on up. At the beginning of the year, or at the end of the year, as a pastor, it's my job to ask God what's in store. What's next? What does the next year look like? And I'm in groups where I see pastors launching new initiatives, new things, and new churches, satellite churches. And I think that's all fine and good. But where are we and who are we? And I think that the Lord says, we stay here. In that, we stay in engaging our community for Jesus. Because, folks, let me just tell you, the last 12 months of focusing on engaging our community for Jesus, we have seen improvements in the community. We've seen the school become more receptive. We have more people knowing who we are at the church, what we stand for, and what we believe in because of the actions that were taken through engaging our community for Jesus. We have to continue that. It doesn't stop. And I really felt like the Lord, this is where it all comes to. Let me just read what I wrote. To continue engaging our community for Jesus in 2023, all of us, every single one of us, must be saturated with the truth of God's Word. Not damp. Not I just washed my hands and I put it under a blow dryer for 3 seconds and then went like this and it's going to air dry. Saturated with God's Word. For others to come, to know, to experience, and to make decisions for Jesus Christ, we, His church, His body, His soldiers, must be battle ready and must be ready to help others put on their armor. We cannot preach the Word, we cannot share the gospel if we ourselves are not equipped with the belt of truth. Church, saturate your life with God's truth. Saturate every fiber. Saturate your kids, even if it's a battle. Lord knows we've had our battles. We have two very strong-willed children. Everybody knows that. Saturate them with the Word of God and let the Word of God do what it does best. If you guys would, close your eyes this morning, bow your heads. I'll do this every Sunday until the day I die, and I'll do this even if it's me and one other person in here. But I believe that we have to have an opportunity to respond to God every time we hear a message. And maybe you're in here this morning and none of this applies to you. because you're not a believer in Jesus. Or maybe you've stepped away from a relationship because you've believed some half-truths. You've let that truth be confused in your life. Listen, church, if you want to know the truth, it starts by a relationship with Jesus Christ. It starts by repenting and asking for forgiveness of our sins and asking Jesus to be Lord of our life. The Bible says it like this: if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Period. So church, whether this is in a new way, or this is a fresh way, we're coming back to this. I want to give everybody the opportunity to respond and invite truth to come into your life. So if that's you this morning, every eye is closed, heads are bowed, would you please just raise your hand? Let me see your hand. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Church, why don't we say this prayer together? And for those that raised your hand, it has nothing to do with the words. You need to know that. It has everything to do with the position of your heart. Understanding that we need Jesus, that we need His truth, and fully submitting ourselves to Him. Church, let's pray. Dear Jesus, I accept the work of the cross. I believe that you died and rose again 3 days later. And I confess that I am a sinner. I repent of the known and the unknown. Saturate my life with your truth from this moment forward. In your name, I pray. Amen. Church, I'm just happy you know we had two individuals raise their hand this morning for decisions for the Lord Jesus. So here's how I'd like to close church today. And for those who made a decision for the Lord, please reach out, talk to me. I'm looking down because I don't want to make eye contact because I don't want everyone, you know, I'm not about bringing that to everybody's attention. But let's talk. Let's talk and let's get you the resource that you need so you can live a fruitful life, a life that is equipped with the belt of truth. So this morning I want to open the altars. It's a little bit different this morning. I just need everybody to know that these are always open. You can approach during worship. Sometimes it's just coming and just getting away from all the chaos that's around you and just coming and sitting in front of the Lord at His feet, praying, asking Him to give you guidance and wisdom in things. But it's also where we come to receive prayer. So if you have a need this morning, I want to pray with you. And so I just want to invite you to come up on your right-hand side of the stage if you need prayer. But here's how I want to end with everybody else before the team leads us in a song. I believe today ends with the declaration. I believe today ends by taking a stand and accepting the challenge of putting on the belt of truth. Committing to reading God's Word and allowing His Word to saturate your life. So if you're going to commit, if you're willing to commit this morning to putting the belt of truth on every day in 2023, would you please stand to your feet this morning? Look around, church. Here's what you've done today by standing. I hope you didn't stand because your mom made you. By standing this morning, you have made a declaration. You have made a proclamation in front of all of us, but in front of God, to commit putting on the belt of truth in 2023. Church, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you Lord, I pray that you would empower each and every one of us as we take on this challenge, as we are intentional about putting on the belt of truth. Lord, I pray that we would find, as we dig through the pages of your word, Lord, that we begin to understand more of who you are and what you've designed us for and the way that you intend things to be. Lord, that we would find ourselves coming to your word every time we need clarity. Every time we need focus, we come back to your word. Every time we need to hear your voice, we open up your word and say, Lord, speak to me. Every time we need comforted, we open your word. Every time we start to hear some half-truths, we start to get confused by things that are happening in the world. Lord, we come back to your word. Consume that truth. Instill it deep into our hearts. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would use this church, New Sharon Assembly of God, in 2023 in a way that you've never used us before. Lord, that you would open up the doors for engaging our community for Jesus. I firmly believe that this is where you've led us, where you've said, stay here and continue to do the work I've given you to do. Lord, that we would see radical growth in 2023. Maybe not growth by people in the chairs, but growth in the kingdom of God, because we're not afraid to share the truth of your word. And Father, maybe some of us are here today and we don't quite feel like soldiers. Equip us. Lord, challenge us and let us have that attitude of a continual yes to what you're asking us to do. Far be it from us to ever say no to your request. Father, we love you. We thank you. And all of God's people said, amen. Let's join in worship.